Republican officials say they're encouraged that nearly a quarter million more Wisconsin residents voted for George Bush last year than in 2000. The party also says it had thousands more volunteers making phone calls, doing lit drops, and other basic campaign work. The test for the GOP is how to keep the enthusiasm going for state races that traditionally get less attention. For example, Mary Daniels of Eau Claire County says turnout for this spring's school superintendent contest was paltry, where she served as a poll worker.
And I think we had 31 voters come in that day, which seemed like a small turnout for a 14-hour day.
The GOP will try to motivate the rank and file for 2006 with the allegation that only voter fraud enabled John Kerry to beat George Bush in Wisconsin. Republican National Committee political director Mike DeHane sounded the alarm for convention delegates.
It was taken from you, and we can never let that happen again. So
look for Republicans to hone in on the photo ID issue for voters. David Anderson of Trempealeau County also mentions taxes, spending, and gun owners' rights.
Concealed carry is a part of it, but quite frankly, people don't trust Governor Doyle when it comes to Second Amendment rights.
Doyle has repeatedly said he does not object to the lawful use of firearms. Look also for the GOP to seek ways to keep religious conservatives energized. Rusk County Party Chair Dan Hansen says the Republicans he knows don't support abortion rights.
The Christian people are starting to wake up to the fact is that we can't keep letting the liberals run away with their agenda.
The national GOP says it'll stoke the local fires by adding 8 more Republican staffers in Wisconsin just in the next few months. The party says some of the new workers will do outreach in black and Latino neighborhoods thought vital to Democratic chances in 2006. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.